Support for WPR comes from UW-Superior Center for Continuing Education, offering Conversations on Living Alone, a three-part series beginning Wednesday, April 17th via Zoom. Details at uwsuper.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Stone Harbor, a Door County resort and conference center overlooking the historic Steel Bridge in Sturgeon Bay. Details about hosting a wedding or conference are at stoneharbor-resort.com.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 17 minutes past 7 o'clock right now. Good to have you along on this Friday, February the 23rd. And get your questions ready for professional organizer Peter Walsh, who will talk with you about how we can declutter our lives, how we can have a richer life with less stuff. The weather is not going to be good for a whole lot else this weekend, except maybe turning on Wisconsin Public Radio and tackling that project at home. That's what I'm planning on doing, as I mentioned earlier, when I'm not here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I promised my husband, when he saw me reading this book, It's All Too Much by Peter Walsh, my guest this hour, that I would finally get around to tossing out some of that junk and organizing the room that we call the den. The floor is covered in files and storage bins, and the shelves that I put up to organize it the last time are overflowing with stuff. It's a mess. Does it sound familiar? Well, it sure sounds familiar to Peter Walsh, who helps people like me declutter, and he can help you too this hour. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Peter Walsh, an organizational consultant, has had his articles appear in USA Today, The New York Times, and Real Simple. He is the author of It's All Too Much, An Easy Plan for Living a Richer Life with Less Stuff. Good morning.
Joy, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And, you know, when I see here that your articles are in Real Simple, I had to smile when I read that because I have a whole bunch of those magazine organizer things full of Real Simples from the past that I have to get around to reading, and I think they're going to help me declutter, and now they're cluttering up that den of mine.
You know, it's so funny that so many people will buy the magazines or buy the storage containers or the photo boxes thinking that more things will help them organize their things, and in fact, it's almost never the case. And it sounds like your den might be right up there with similar places.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
Well, it's so funny because people look at their clutter and see it as one huge amorphous mass. And the bottom line is that you need to realize that there are two main types of clutter.
Mm-hmm.
One is memory clutter, stuff that you hold on to because it has a strong memory, reminds you of some important person or event in your past. And that's very common. And the other kind of clutter that I see constantly is the I might need that one day clutter.
Yeah.
We hold on to onto things in the hope that we may need it. And that could be anything from that third set of flatware that you have in your kitchen cupboard for that dinner party you're going to have one day to your husband's off cuts of wood out in the shed that he knows he's going to use for some project one day. So, you know, we have clutter, but we need to understand that it's of different types.
Yeah, and some of us have both of those.
That's not unusual. I mean, you're not unusual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all buy stuff, and, you know, we live in a society that says more is better. And the people who call me, you know, the people who are buying the book are the people who suddenly look around their house and realize that instead of owning their stuff owns them. And that is so, so common.
You know, I don't have old newspapers stacked up to the ceiling, and I can still walk around my house, but definitely the closets, the den, the garage are a lot more cluttered than they used to be. I'm wondering, is this something that a habit acquired by age or what's going on?
You know, it's a really good question, and people also ask me, you know, is it a male thing? Is it a female thing? You know, is it an age thing, as you say? Is it even a cultural thing?
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that it's across the board, that what happens is it's very ability for your relationship to your stuff to get kind of out of whack. And I think particularly in this country where, you know, we're such an affluent country and things are relatively cheap and access to credit, you know, is so mm-hmm. simple. And I think we look around and the stuff we buy comes with a promise. You know, if you buy this set of pots and pans, you'll cook a much better meal. If you buy this dress, you'll look slimmer. If you, you know, if you buy this, you know, even this magazine, somehow your life will be easier. The stuff we buy comes with a promise, and at the end of the day, those promises generally are empty. That it's much more about your relationships than about your stuff. And that's what I see constantly, that we just acquire and acquire and suddenly can't let go of it, and it's overwhelming, and so you have no idea where to start.
You have to be a psychologist, too, in your profession, don't you?
well, you know, I'm very clear to say, you know, I'm not a psychologist. Mm. I do have a master's in ed psych, and that helps me, you know, a lot. But what also helps me is, you know, I'm one of seven children, you know, and you know, I come to this with that history. You know, my parents are very, very wise, and you know, luckily I've inherited a little bit of that. But 95% of this is common sense, and that's what I need to tell people constantly, that if you feel overwhelmed, if you're struggling with this, you are not unusual. You know, it is very, very common. And the problem is that people focus on the stuff in trying to get organized. You know, we move our stuff around, we try to put it into bins or boxes. And the weird thing is that if you focus on the stuff, you will never get organized, ever.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the memory clutter.
Okay.
I know you wrote a little bit about this in your book too, with a couple that you were dealing with, somebody who had a box of tablecloths that his grandmother had owned, and they were ruined. They're in, you know, some wet, moldy box, but he still couldn't throw them away. How do we part with this memory clutter?
You know, it's really interesting. There are a couple of things here. The first one is, the things you have in your home, you should honor and respect. Like, that's the baseline. And people who've seen me, you know, I've worked on the show Clean Sweep for many years.
Mm-hmm.
People who've seen me on that show know that's not negotiable for me. If you say this is important, if you say I inherited this from my grandmother and I value it, but it's covered in dust in the garage or in a moldy box, I don't buy that. Honor and respect the things you own. And I'll rephrase your question. I'm not about throwing things away, as weird as that sounds. I'm not about that. I'm about the things you have
mm-hmm.
should be the things most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's critical to separate the memory from the object. You have to separate the memory from the object. And let me give you an example. I recently worked with a young mother. She has a 9 and a 10-year-old boy. I walked into the bedroom, the master bedroom. She has almost every single article of baby clothing those boys ever wore, and they're 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said to her, and you know, it's with experience comes the ability to ask some fairly pointed questions. Do you think your best times with your children are in front of you or behind you? And her eyes welled up with tears, and she said, behind me.
Oh.
And do you see?
Yeah.
So the stuff, the baby
mm-hmm.
clothes, and I say this all the time, it's not about the stuff. We would look at the baby clothes and see baby clothes. She looks at the baby clothes and sees great and wonderful memories with her boys. And so she couldn't separate. She was worried. You know, you could say to her, why don't you let go of those baby clothes? They're just baby clothes. But for her, letting go of them, she, in her mind, would risk losing those great memories.
So you would say she should keep those baby clothes
if she wants to? No, because what I would say is that the baby clothes and the memory clutter hold you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And to have them bulging out of closets and dresses is not honoring and respecting those.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was, and the thing is, she's completely trapped in this past that no longer exists. And so what I would say is, let's go through those baby clothes and find two or three or four that have great and strong memories for you. Then let's either take photos of those, or let's frame them in a shadow box with a photo of your kids when they were small, and hang those somewhere in the house. So when you look at them, your heart sings and you're so excited and you smile, rather than when you look at the whole pile in your bedroom, you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then what's left, let's pass them on to someone who can use them to, you know, a pediatric AIDS ward, or to a charity, or, you know, to a local women's shelter. And in that way, you honor the memory of the ones that you hold on to, and you really honor the memory and respect them by putting them to good use with someone else. And so you separate the object from the memory, and that really frees you. You're not letting go of stuff, although in practice you are. You're really honoring and respecting the most important items that you keep.
What a great idea and great advice. Peter Walsh, hold on. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about how we can live a richer life with less stuff. Peter Walsh, our guest, he is a professional organizer. You might recognize him from the Learning Channel's popular series, Clean Sweep. He's talking with us about his book, It's All Too Much, helping us declutter and organize our lives. And we'll continue talking with him after the news. Let me remind you that you can help Wisconsin Public Radio continue to bring you programs like this one and pick up a copy of Peter Walsh's book, It's All Too Much, with a pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-383-9772. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday, February the 23rd. And I want to thank all of you who have called in so far this hour, pledging your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. More than $1,700 raised so far toward that $6,000 goal. And many of you are pledging to pick up a copy of our guest's book this hour. Not just for that, I'm sure you're pledging to support Wisconsin Public Radio, but you are also at your $120 pledge getting a copy of It's All Too Much by Peter Walsh. He is a professional organizer, and this book has an easy plan for living a richer life with less stuff. The number to call for you to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio and at the $120 level or more, pick up a copy of the book and get the member benefit card, too. That's the two-for-one entrees at restaurants all over the state benefit card. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge on the web at WPR.org. WPR.org. We are talking with Peter Walsh, who is, as I mentioned, a professional organizer. He is on, you might remember him from the Learning Channel's popular series, Clean Sweep. And you can talk to him right now. Get some advice on how you might organize or declutter your life, how you might live a richer life with less stuff. Our call-in number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And I'm certainly getting a lot of good advice, because I need to declutter a lot of my household, but I don't want to hog all of the time here. I want you to be able to ask your questions as well. Peter Walsh, you gave us just a wonderful example of a client that you helped who was holding on to her children's baby clothes long after her children had outgrown these baby clothes, and talked about the emotional tie she had with these baby clothes. And that was a wonderful thing that saved some of them
and donate some perhaps to a women's shelter or where they will do someone else some good. Talk about now the, that was the memory clutter. Let's talk about the, I might need that clutter, which is.
I might need it one day.
Yeah.
You know, it's, for me, and I keep coming back to this, it's not about the stuff. It's about achieving a balance in your life. And I often get criticized. You know, people will say, you told people to throw that away. And it's not about that. If you look around your house and you're overwhelmed with stuff, then you need to tackle the clutter and get the balance back in your life. And the I might need it one day stuff, we hold on to stuff in preparation for a whole lot of imagined futures. You know, whether that's the 50 rolls of wrapping paper, you know, or the, you know, the huge amount of, of food that's stocked, or the 4 garden rakes, or the 3 fondue pots,
mm-hmm.
and or the 3 bread makers that I've seen, because one might break. And for me, it's about the balance. I'm not saying don't prepare for these futures, but strike a balance. And that's the problem I see, that with the clutter, it holds you, the I might need it one day, holds you somewhere in the future, focused on the future, or the memory clutter holds you somewhere in the past. And when that happens, you can very easily not be in the present. And when that happens, it really is a detriment to your life, and the stuff takes over.
Let's go to the phones. Tom in Wausau. Hi, you're on the air.
Where do you start? I mean, I've been married for 29 years now, and my wife, I mean, I think she's kept every bill that we had.
Are you talking about me, Tom?
And yeah. We had three kids, and they're all grown up now, and I think she saved every paper they had since kindergarten. I mean, what do you do? Just bring in a dumpster and start tossing it all away.
Wow. She's got the memory clutter, and I might need it one day with the old bill clutter, Peter Walsh.
You know, and this illustrates the perfect point. Mm-hmm. Do not start with the stuff. Do not start by focusing on the stuff. You have to start somewhere else. And in dealing with the clutter, the first thing you have to ask yourself is, what is the kind of life that I want to live? That's the first question. What do I want from this house? How do I want this room to look? What mood do I want from this space? And once you have that vision clearly in your mind, then you have to start looking at your stuff and saying, does it help me achieve that, or does it get in the way? And with Tom and his wife, for example, she may want, her vision may be that she wants to feel financially secure by holding on to all of these bills and receipts. But in holding on to all of them, she's probably able to access very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the vision for the life you want is to live a stress-free life in terms of tracking your financial stuff, but it's stacked everywhere in the house, what you want and what you're doing conflict with each other. So you then have to pare down the stuff to the volume that makes sense to you, establish some system that will help you, whether it's, you know, there's a ton of different ideas in the book for the different systems you can implement, and start in that spot. And as a quick tip for Tom, just a quick, easy thing to do, try what I call the 2 trash bag technique. Grab 2 trash bags. Every day, do it for 10 minutes. Walk around your house, fill one with trash, old magazines, soiled clothing, things you know that are just garbage, and fill the other one with items that you no longer want or need, whether that's books or clothing, whatever, stuff that's going to charity. Do that for 10 minutes a day. Throw one in the trash, put one in the trunk of your car, and take it to charity. If you do that every minute for 10 days, if you do that every 10 minutes a day for a week, you'll start to notice a huge difference. do that over time, and you will gradually eat away at that overwhelming clutter.
I love it. Now, though, should Tom throw away those old bills if his wife...
No, and again, it comes back to a balance.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to go to IRS.gov, the IRS website, and have a look at, I think it's document 552, but you can double check on that, and that lists the documents you need to keep for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So start there. You don't have to hold on to it all. Inform yourself about what you do need to hold on to, and then, yes, shred the rest. And as far as your kids are concerned, if you're holding on to stuff for your kids, what's the vision you want? If you want to be a storeroom for your family, that's great. I have no problem with that. But if you want to have an open living space, get on the phone, tell your kids to get over. They've got 2 weeks. And if they're not there to get rid of their stuff, if it's not that important for them, put it out on the curb with a big sign that says free. Take what you want.
Tom, thank you for the call and good luck. Kay in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter. I'm a big fan of yours from Clean Sweep.
So. And I'm a big fan of yours in Madison.
Thank you. Well, I have a question about Madison is filled with people who love books, and I'm one of them. And how do we decide what books to keep when they're books
are overflowing? That's an easy one. Here's here. You only have the space you have. It's not a problem of too many books. It's a problem of limited space. You have to keep your books limited to the shelf space that you have. Start by going through the books, and it's about honoring and respecting the literature that you have. For every 10 you hold on to, let go of one. Or every 8 you keep, let go of one, until you cut it back to the shelf space that you have. And then in the future, when you buy a book, you have to let go of a book and donate it. That's a simple one. You have to respect the limits of the space you have.
I love that one, too. Peter Walsh, you've really been a lot of help for me and for our listeners. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. I'm coming to knock on your door this afternoon. I'm going to tackle that den with you, Joy.
Well, I am going to be going around my house with the 2 trash bags, let me tell you. So,
start with that, and you'll make a difference.
Thank you very much. Peter Walsh, our guest, he is the author of It's All Too Much, An Easy Plan for Living a Richer Life with Less Stuff. Find out how you can pick up a copy of this book in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. 13 minutes before 8 o'clock, coming up after 8, it's our Friday Week in Review. We will welcome in 2 guests from different perspectives, a Democrat and a Republican today, talking with you about the major news happenings of the week, the major news and politics coming up in our Week in Review in our next hour. For the next few minutes, I am happy to welcome back Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming at Wisconsin Public Radio. And Cheryl, this is good news. Almost $2,000 raised toward that $6,000 goal that we have this hour. So good start, but not there yet.
Thank you so much. If you've pledged this hour, I wanted to keep listening to Peter Walsh. He had some great advice, great common sense advice to declutter your life, live a richer life. If you pledge at the $120 a year level, break it down $10 a month. His book, if you'd like it, It's All Too Much, An Easy Plan for Living a Richer Life with Less Stuff, and who couldn't want to aspire to that, is coming your way if you'd like it, along with the member benefit card, 2-for-1 dining and 2-for-1 2-for-1 entrees and 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, restaurants all around the state of Wisconsin. Yours for a pledge. But again, that book, only the next 12 minutes. If you want to make a pledge, pledge now, 800-383-9772. You can also pledge online and see a picture, I believe, of the book there and learn more about it, WPR.org.
You know, Cheryl, I didn't know this. I said, boy, you have to be a psychologist to be in your line of work, don't you? And he said, well, I actually do have a degree in educational psychology. And so he knows what he's talking about, because we really are attached to some of this stuff for various reasons. I love the, we have the memory clutter, the nostalgic stuff, the little drawings that your kids drew in school 20 years ago that you still have in that box in the basement. Or you have the I might need it one day clutter. And I have a lot of that, you know, that I don't know how many half-broken coffee pots I have down in my basement.
I'm
going to get rid of them. And he has a lot of great advice in this book on how you can really examine that stuff and what does it mean to your life, and honor that stuff. And it's not honoring that stuff to have it stuffed in a moldy box down in the basement. That's not honoring that stuff. So more advice in It's All Too Much, an easy plan for living a richer life with less stuff. Yours for a pledge of $120 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio during this hour. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on the web at WPR.org.
And while you're decluttering the garage or the basement or cleaning out your kitchen cupboards, of course you want to have Wisconsin Public Radio on as a companion. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're going to get to it this morning listening to Joy's program, The Week in Review, coming up in just a few minutes. Wisconsin Public Radio is your constant companion. We're there with you out in the garden. We're there in the car on the drive to work. We're at the office with you. We're on the web 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are here for you. We come to you just a few times a year to ask for your financial support. And this winter drive is one of those times. Listener support is so important. We could not do what we do without you. Please make that pledge. Become a listener supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org, or 800-383-9772.
I want to thank Ginny in Green Bay, who has called in her pledge this morning. She says the radio's all over the house and her car radio. The only station tuned to all of them is the 88.1, which is WHID in Green Bay, the Ideas Network. Ginny, thank you so much. Glad that you're tuned to the Ideas Network right now and that you value the programming so much that that's the only station that you have tuned to all those radios. 1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call if you, like Ginny, are a big fan of Wisconsin Public Radio, if this is your favorite radio station, if this is the station that you enjoy to get your news and public affairs information, and sometimes your life information on things like It's All Too Much, how to organize your life, how to declutter your life. If you like the slice of life programming that we do as well on Wisconsin Public Radio, call now with a pledge to help pay for this program. Call now with your pledge of $10 a month or more, and we will be happy to send you, if you want it, It's All Too Much by Peter Walsh. He's the professional organizer from the Learning Channels program, Clean Sweep. 1-800-383-9772.
Peter Walsh talked about achieving balance in your life, and I like to think that Wisconsin Public Radio helps you to do just that, whether it's a show like this one that helps you live a better life or programs like the Week in Review that help to keep you informed about the news of the day. Wisconsin Public Radio does help you to live a more balanced life. You're more educated, you're informed. You're entertained every day by what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio and especially on Joy's program. What's that worth to you? Put a dollar amount on it and call in a pledge at 800-383-9772, or it's safe and secure, quick online. You can pledge the website WPR.org.
You are likely a lifelong learner. You love lifelong learning. You want to learn something new every day. You want to expand your horizons. You want to be involved in public life and civic life. And you enjoy finding out information that helps your life, like the tip I picked up today. I am going to go through my house with two trash bags and put all the junk in one trash bag and all of the stuff that somebody else could use in, but I don't need anymore, in the other trash bag, so I can donate that. And he said, just do that 10 minutes a day or once a week or once a day, and you will very quickly start decluttering your life. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $120 a year or more during this hour. In fact, only during the next 6 minutes or so, and we will send you Peter Walsh's book, It's All Too Much, an easy plan for living a richer life with less stuff. And there are more tips than and the garbage bag tips in the book.
And along with the book, you will also receive the member benefit card. It's a credit card that saves you money. It looks like a credit card, I should say. Saves you money. You present it to a restaurant, over 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin participating along with us. You pay for one meal, you get the second entree for free. There's also 2-for-1 tickets to museums and symphonies, theaters around the state. Oh, a member benefit card, a benefit of membership to Wisconsin Public Radio. 800-383-9772. Pledge online at WPR.org. Either way, it just takes a few minutes.
Cheryl, 5 minutes left in the hour. 5 minutes left for us to reach that $6,000 goal this hour, and we are just over halfway there. So $3,115 raised so far this hour. You can help us reach that goal. We want to reach that goal so we can pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio. Every hour has a goal that we need to reach and listener support. Help us reach that goal. Help pay for this service. Help pay for these programs and pick up these thank you gifts, the book and the member benefit card at $120 pledge a year or more at 1-800-383-9772 or on the web at WPR.org.
Hey, let's talk about the Cruise of Ideas.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the cruise.
Cruise of Ideas. You went on the cruise last year.
It was a lot of fun. Larry Mueller and I were on the cruise last year, along with, 50 listeners who really love Wisconsin Public Radio and wanted to make a generous donation to Wisconsin Public Radio. And this was our thank you to these listeners, the Cruise of Ideas. We cruised around Lake Monona on a beautiful summer afternoon. This year, it's going to be on June 30th. It's a Saturday afternoon. There's going to be a wonderful late lunch buffet. It's a wonderful buffet. I wish I actually had the menu. It was also a wide variety of yummy food that you can buffet on and snack on. We had drinks and other refreshments on the boat about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think it was, until about 5. And then after we got off the boat, we went over to Larry Mueller's house. And we hung out at his beautiful house on Lake Monona and had wonderful desserts that his wife, Renee, prepared. She's a pastry chef. And we had fun. We played some games. We talked. We just had a wonderful time talking about Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our thank you gift to you for a pledge of $100 a month. A $1,200 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio entitles you to 2 tickets to the Cruise of Ideas. So I hope that if you are planning on making a generous pledge like that, you will join us for the Cruise of Ideas. 1-800-383-9772.
And we do only have 25 pairs of these tickets. A few of them are already gone. This year, Joy will be there. I'll be there. Gene Faraca, Larry Mueller, a few other people from Wisconsin Public Radio get to mix and mingle with Joy Cardine. What is that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online, WPR.org.
Well, if you go on the cruise, I'll tell you how my decluttering project went this weekend. I am going to use the advice that I found out today on Wisconsin Public Radio, talking to Peter Walsh, and by reading his book, It's All Too Much, An Easy Plan for Living a Richer Life with Less Stuff. It's going to be kind of a crummy weekend here in southern Wisconsin, and I'm not going to be doing a lot of traveling around, so I am going to use the time to declutter my den and other rooms of my house as I'm listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $10 a month or more, and we'd be happy to send you this book, It's All Too Much, at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. Cheryl just passed the $4,100 mark, and only a couple of minutes, to go for you to help us reach the $6,000 goal that we have this hour.
Keep calling, keep pledging online. You can pledge through the news. If you're calling, let the volunteer know that you want that book. It's All Too Much for a pledge of $10 or more a month. Heck, pick up 2 or 3. If you pledge at the $10 a month level, that book and the member benefit card will be coming your way. 1-800-383-9772 or online WPR.org.
Thanks to Christopher in Oconomowoc for calling in a pledge. He enjoys the program. Thank you, Christopher. Jill in Milwaukee Milwaukee says, this is a wonderful station. I listen all the time. Thank you, Jill in Milwaukee, for listening and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge this morning. Carol in Green Bay, thank you very much for calling. And my good friend Victor in Madison, I'm pledging for Wisconsin Public Radio. I listen all the time for 30 years now. Thank you so much. 1-800-383-9772, the number you can call to support this service at Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you very much, Cheryl Gasser. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.